of Philly streets. He brings the groove and divine deets. Tales of dreams and rainbow skies. The joy he spreads is no disguise. Sheen Anthony takes the mic each rising. Gonna light up your soul now, you're shining. Sound healing and stories flow on the Sheen Anthony Show. Tune in, don't miss this divine time. Every word shifts the paradigm. From rising haze to evening glow, it's the Sheen Anthony Show.
Peace, peace. You are now tuned in to On Air Philadelphia. Welcome to the Sheen Anthony Show. I'm your host, Sheen Anthony, of course. And today we're going to talk about near death to rebirth. Man, when I tell you, I genuinely feel like near death experiences are a part of the journey. But if we want to get more personal, I definitely feel like it's a part of my journey. It's something that I guess can't get away from as of right now. But it's like, can any of us, for real? Because it's like, if we was living in fear, you know, you could die any day at any time. Anything can happen. Any casualty, anything can occur. And of course, we're not in that mental state because we don't want to attract that reality. But the fact of the matter is, when you leave your house, or even when you don't leave your house, you know, anything could happen. So I wanted to really discuss the awakening of a new life, because I think that it's natural for us to experience near-death experiences. But I know it's something that led to a profound awakening for myself. And, you know, I think I even started the Sheen Anthony Show just after a near-death experience that I had. I think that was the first episode, called Drowning in Gratitude. Because I literally was drowning, just to be able to reflect on the rebirth that I was receiving right after. I feel like I, you know, came out of that. So yeah, a near-death experience, it can be very like life-altering. It could definitely force us to confront our mortality and reevaluate our priorities. And I feel like there's a sense of peace and joy and connection to a higher power that comes from it. But that's all about how you perceive it. But ultimately, I think there's a lot of divine experiences that I've been able to really receive from after reframing it into a rebirth and knowing that there's more purpose in life. There's more purpose to live. There's more things that can happen that are so profound that I may not even know are on its way. And I'm given another chance to see it in fruition, you know? So with that being said, before we dive real deep into this conversation, because it's really about to be a deep conversation, let's ground ourselves wherever you are. Place your hand on your heart. Place your other hand on your gut. And breathe with intent. So what would you like to receive as you inhale? And what would you like to let go of as you exhale? Gently ask,
surrounds you with peace, like being held by love itself. In this light, you see your life, not in judgment, but in understanding. From challenges and emerge stronger. Whenever you're ready, slowly open your eyes and carry this sense of renewal and rebirth with you, and remember to approach life's challenges with courage and curiosity. Ashe. Ashe. So yeah. On the topic of near-death experiences, child, I done did it again. Or did I do it, or God did it, or somebody did it. And as we talked about earlier, it's a threshold moment. And near-death is definitely a portal of awakening, for sure. But yeah, a threshold moment is a turning point. It's where we leave behind who we were, and we receive a glimpse of who we might become. So for someone who nearly dies, the threshold is literal. For the rest of us, it might show up in crisis, heartbreak, burnout, or a sudden clarity. But essentially, it's a spiritual doorway and a pause where life whispers, "Are you really ready to live?" Because I definitely feel like that's the clarity I receive, or at least the beginning of it, where I'm just there. I'm just like kind of outside of my body a little bit. It's like I'm in a place where everything, everywhere, all at once is happening. And I'm just sitting there like, I don't know if it's like a state of shock or just reflection. If that's the moment where the clarity is truly coming, but it's definitely feel like life is pausing and I'm just like, wow, like, are you ready to really live? Like, because it gotta be something great about to happen if I didn't get taken out from that near-death experience in the first place, you know? So that's how I see it. It's kind of like bringing me into the next part of this conversation, a life review. So when you're seeing with your new eyes, like, this refers to the powerful insight that you receive when you're looking through your whole experience, like, not with shame or regret, but with clarity and compassion. So it's when we look at our lives not from the ego, but from the soul, and seeing your choices, the relationships, the values, you know, all from the lens of love. And the beautiful truth is, you don't have to wait until death to review your life. You could do it right now, you know. And I think I definitely have that clarity every time. I'm just like, wow, like, you know, this is really a moment for me to embrace life every single day. You know, it's definitely a mystery and a miracle, and the energy is an invitation. So it's not just for those who have crossed the veil and returned, but it's for all of us who is ready to awaken it. You know, it doesn't mean you have to wait till a near-death experience happens to acknowledge the deeper threshold of your life, but it's definitely a moment where you receive a lot of clarity as well. So, you know, I think all of us have experienced some type of near-death experience, but, you know, I don't want to speak for everyone. I definitely want to just share this experience to know that, you know, when you do experience something like your life about to be taken away, or you could just see it right before your eyes, you really do have a conscious choice on how you want to continuously see yourself in this experience, you know, because we are literally a spirit living a human experience, a temporary human experience. So when you realize that it was temporary, that's when stuff starts to just come into focus a little more, you know. You can see a near-death experience more than just survival, but as we talked about, that spiritual threshold, a moment where everything falls away, the noise, the busyness, the ego, and you know what remains? The stillness, truth, your intentions, the light, and love. Like, that literally comes together. That's the acronym for still right there. Stillness, truth, intentionality, light, and love. You know, I think those are the things. We could also say the I stands for integrity as well. Your moral values is definitely something that is aligned and left with you to reflect upon. So, you know, you don't have to almost die to feel that clarity. So, you know, maybe this is what my gift is to whoever is feeling called to listen to this today. I don't want us to almost die to recognize the conscious steps that we can choose in living our life courageously. You know, you could definitely take this as a moment for your soul saying, wake up, this is your moment, the time is now, the time is now to live, you know. And in that life review, you got to make sure that you're not having judgment upon yourself to the point where you don't see your life with purpose. You know, many of us who touch death speak of a life review, not as judgment, but as a divine perspective. So we see what's valued, we see what was ignored, and what truly mattered at the end of the day. So I want to start with these questions. I usually leave with these questions, but I do want to start with these questions right now in the space that you are in while listening to this. If you could see your life from a higher place, what would you wish you had loved more deeply? Okay, if you could see your life from a higher place, what would you wish that you had loved more deeply? What would you finally forgive? And what would you no longer delay? Okay, what would you finally forgive? And what would you no longer delay? So this is your invitation to see with new eyes before life forces you to do so. So if you're hearing this right now, this is definitely your invitation to see with new eyes, because life will definitely do what it's meant to do. And I feel like for me, I don't know the exact reason. I mean, I think I'm going to receive some more clarity as we proceed in this conversation, but I may not know the exact reason on why I have to experience a near-death experience, but I do believe that it's happening because there's a reframe that comes into the energy. So ultimately, this is what I really wanted to talk about, is the rebirth. It's a miracle, ultimately, and life can be miraculous. Life can be what you create of it, and I choose to focus on the miracles of life. And I often feel like an anomaly, maybe because of the miraculous energy that happens in my life. There's just a lot of things that just happen from just the divine alignment of what I believe I'm here to do. So, you know, just on the broad perspective, those who have a near-death experience, I'm pretty sure you can relate that you often feel reborn, not just in the body, but in purpose, on purpose. So gratitude takes the place of guilt. Clarity replaces confusion. And then you believe to just almost cultivate this sacred urgency to live. And I believe that this is something that we all can embody with, like I said, without having a near-death experience. But I do believe that as we're talking about rebirth, each rising is a chance to step into your resurrection. Each breath is a yes to life. That's one of the reasons why I like to reflect on, as we're breathing during our meditation, to bring intention within it. Because no matter what intention you bring, as you want to receive, as you inhale, and as you want to let go, as you exhale, it's a moment of you agreeing to living life. You don't need to wait for a collapse to start again. You just are constantly being offered a rebirth right now. And that intention, bringing that, you know, into your breath, is definitely given another chance to have a rebirth or a reframe in the energy that you're receiving every day. Subconsciously, you know, unconsciously almost, you know, you don't really need to bring an unconscious awareness to the forefront to breathe. You're just doing it naturally. So when you bring that intention with it, I believe it makes it stronger in the energy that you are receiving and the energy that you wish to call upon. So yeah, just going into that deeper, the next part I want to talk about is the sacred shift. This rebirth is not just about doing more. It's about being more you, if that makes sense. Like, honoring you, honoring who you are, living from the soul and not just your schedule. You know, really standing in your alignment of who you are, what you need. You know, one of the affirmations that really stand out to me the most is, I am able to give without depleting myself, because I'm able to acknowledge my soul's purpose of being a giver, but also acknowledging that I have to make sure I'm giving to myself as well to even have the generosity to share. You know, I want to be generous with my love, but I also have to be generous with the love that I give myself as well. So ask yourself, what can you release today that no longer reflects on who you're becoming? What can you release today that no longer reflects on who you're becoming? Can you let your peace lead you? Can you let your presence guide you? Can you let love be louder than your fear? What can you release today that no longer reflects on who you're becoming? You know, because I think that's something that I reflect on every time I have a near-death experience. It's like, I have to be letting go of something, some way of old thinking, some energy, really stepping into my purpose, maybe even just letting go of a mistake, you know, whatever I did to even get me in that scenario, you know, referring to the drowning situation. After that happened, I'm like, maybe I should learn how to swim. It's like I taught myself how to do so many other things. Maybe that's something that I should put on my list in my extracurricular activity. You know, you really start to put into reflection of the things that you want to embrace and learn, so that way you can really see your life through those new eyes. You know, you start to reflect on what you value, you know, what truly mattered. And I think that's something that is also in the review. You know, the question that I always come up, there's a lot of questions we about to have in this joint, so I hope you got your journal. But the question that always comes to my mind is, like, if I had to leave Earth today, what would I wish I had seen, done, or loved more deeply? Like, when I was underneath that waterfall and that joint was pushing me down, I had a moment of just reflecting on my life and just being like, if I leave right now, I don't think I'm going to see the fruits of my labor. Like, I don't think I'm even going to get a chance to see what I planted. Like, I think there was an experience that I was currently having where I was starting to see some things blossom and bloom, but the whole farm that I planted, like, I would not have been able to see it or even experience the fruits that I've planted. Like, it just would have been for someone else to maintain. And in that moment, that's what I think granted me the strength to save my own life and really reflect on that moment and be like, yeah, no, I actually have more life to live. Like, this is not my time to go. I'm not supposed to go like this. And yeah, you know, that kind of really brought things into a new perspective. So, you know, especially coming out of the water like that, I definitely felt like I was being born again. And, you know, it's more like being reintroduced to life with a fresh pair of eyes and a softened heart. So rebirth energy definitely brings gratitude. It brings clarity and a sacred urgency. I definitely felt that urgency to make sure that I am living in the alignment of what is meant for me and what I'm meant to provide for others, because I really fought for my life, for not only what my life means to me, but what my life means to other people. And I think that's something that I really had to, you know, acknowledge in a deeper perspective. So I definitely want to encourage you all to stop living by default and start living by divine design. As we were talking about earlier within the sacred shift, it's time to live from the soul and not from the schedule. So that means listening within, slowing down, and making space for stillness. Because living in alignment with your soul's truth is not always going to align with society's expectations. It's really going to be about prioritizing your peace over productivity and acknowledging your presence over perfection. And that's something that I think I've been working on within my whole journey, was to not be a perfectionist. I feel like once you acknowledge that you are imperfectly perfect, that everything is aligned as it needs to be, you start to prioritize your peace and your sense of joy and cultivating your own inner happiness over what is seemingly productive, or what's scheduled, or, you know, the default of the expectations of society. Like, you really have your own truth to live, your own things to acknowledge, and you deserve to see the fruition of your life. And how are you going to see it if you're not taking the moments to be courageous and, you know, really let go of the things that are in your past and step into the newness of your present and what it can be? You know, it doesn't have to be a constant reflection of the past. If anything, it can be on the energy of Sankofa, and you can receive the wisdom of the past and, you know, bring that into your present moment, so that way you're able to really align in the timeline that's best serving you. So you must know that you are not alone in this, because right now the world is in its own kind of death and rebirth when it comes to shedding skins, shedding the old, stepping into the new, you know. So ultimately, we are all being called inward. We're all being called within, because the way you create your reality on your outside environment is how you cultivate and love on your experience within. So it's time not to hide, but to remember. And this is your time. This is your second chance, or however many chances, to give yourself God's grace and to give yourself the chance of awakening. So rebirth energy is the spiritual essence of starting over. The willingness to be awake, it's like a heartbeat in life to say something to you like, this life isn't just about surviving, but it's about something that you're choosing. It comes after shedding those old stories, those identities and fears. It's a moment where your soul says yes to alignment, to purpose, to living fully. And I definitely feel like my life has said yes to living fully, because I'm still here to even have the breath to speak, you know, to even be able to say any of this right now, you know. I guess I didn't get into the meat and potatoes of what really called me to this, because I just said that I had another one. But yeah, basically, this week that led me up to this message, I went to work and I literally slid off of my bike, and just by making a turn, and it just seemed like the roads were dry. And then I got up to this one part where I was supposed to make a turn around where Drexel Park is at, and just slid on out. And yeah, I just really was reflecting on all of the things that could have happened. And every time when I get to that state of reflection, like how we were talking about with the life review, I just start naming all the things that I'm really, really grateful for. It kind of is like reframing all of that, because it's like, even though I fell and I scraped my knee really bad and scraped my elbow and my hand was scraped up and my pinky was bleeding and all that stuff like that, it's like, I ultimately was able to reflect on the opposite, which was, well, I didn't crack my head. You know, I could talk. I could walk. I'm aligned to be able to get on up and just shake it on off. I didn't tear no ligaments. I ain't break no bones. You know, it's just a lot of things that I was able to acknowledge in that moment. So it really was a sacred shift. And invitation to know that I'm being reborn. You know, humanity as itself is definitely a process of death and rebirth. You know, old systems are falling, old ways of being are, you know, cracking and beginning to collapse, because ultimately something holy or something great, a new consciousness, a deeper compassion, a return to truth is being born. So in this, we definitely have to acknowledge that we are not broken. We are being remade. Okay, you are stepping into the rebirth of something that is bigger than you. So with that being said, I would love to leave you with this closing affirmation. Repeat to yourself, today, I honor the life I almost forgot to love. I see through the eyes of a soul reborn, and every breath is a new beginning. So I choose to live awake, aligned, and alive. And so it is. Ashe. And on that note, we will catch you next Monday, rising on the
Sheen Anthony Show. Thank you.
hustle of the modern day craze, we have the possibility to lose ourselves in a relentless maze. So whenever time slips fast and light swiftly sways, just remember, dear soul, you are deserving of self-praise. Honor the power of slowing down. A moment of stillness in the quiet can be so profound. You will see positive transformations are up ahead. So you deserve to give energy to your mind, body, and heart instead. Like the caterpillar embraces its fate within its cocoon, it will change very soon with productive rest to emerge with wings, becoming our best. Don't let the clock ticking dictate your pace. For in each present moment, beauty and wisdom can be traced. For life's sweetest moments are presently spent. Grounding from nature will be peaceful and content. So let your intuition listen to affirm your spirit sound. You may be surprised by the grace you'll find in the presence of the Lord.